6 on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Frederick County's Weekend Sports Show here on WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and today our guest is the Athletic Supervisor of Frederick County Public Schools, Mr. Kevin Kendrow. And Kevin, thank you. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for a few minutes today.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve. I'm looking forward to chatting with you.
Yeah, always, Kev. Always a pleasure for me. For those who listening, you and I go back a few years. I was a coach at TJ, and you were a student athlete there. And certainly, as a educator, watching students go and climb to do what they do best in their adult life is always a pleasure. And certainly, that was being able to watch you do and be where you are right now.
Well, I appreciate that, Steve. You know, you saying that actually reminds me how fortunate I was to be, you know, a former student athlete in FCPS and at TJ, and the coaches that I got to be around, like yourself, you know, playing for Coach Boyd, seeing Coach Dickman, Coach Connolly, you know, just, you know, I could go on. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to get into teaching and coaching is because I had such a great experience in our school system.
Well, he certainly paid off for you, Kevin. And, you know, here we are, and the word that we hear all the time, and I can't think of a better word to describe what we're going to, is unprecedented. And I think that certainly is takes care of everything that we have to do and what we're going through. Take us back, if you would, Kev, if like at the beginning of March when things started to unravel.
Yeah, you know, thinking back, as you said, as we kind of got into March and the state basketball tournament, and then later in the state basketball tournament, spring sports were underway. What I remember, what sticks out to me was, the MPSSA basketball state championships were scheduled for, or the state semis rather, and then the state finals were scheduled for, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I remember the tournament first being, you know, delayed, and then it was going to be open to, you know, no spectators. And I remember I was actually driving up. I also teach a class at Mount St. Mary's, an undergraduate sport management class on Wednesday evening. And, you know, you started to hear some things happening. Then I remember hearing that there were going to be no spectators at the NCAA tournament. You know, then the next day that was canceled. And then that's kind of what I remember just then, you know, obviously that was our topic of conversation that evening in the class. And then, you know, NCAA canceled March Madness, canceled spring sports, and then professional sports followed suit, obviously, here in the state of Maryland with MPSSAA. Everything was on hold. Mm-hmm. And it was just really, really different, you know. And it's continued that way. It's, you know, you and I were chatting before we got on air here that, you know, you turn on the TV, there's no live sports going on. You know, one thing that has really, you know, been difficult is seeing the effect of this on our spring student athletes and our senior student athletes in particular.
Yes.
You know, that's gotta be tough. Obviously, everyone loves sports, and, you know, and there's something special about high school sports and not being able to play your senior year. I really feel for our senior student athletes here in Frederick County.
You're exactly right, Kevin. It's very unfortunate because we can think back, and I really have to think back to my senior year in high school, but we know how much that means to seniors. That last month of schools and the thinking about the prom and the final day of classes and graduation practice and then going through graduation, how tough that is for these seniors. And, you know, you spoke about the state title, games. Those seniors never got the opportunity to play in a state semi and possibly a state final. The Frederick girls looking for a fourth straight. The Middletown girls, Oakdale boys. That was tough for everybody, but certainly, like you say, the seniors really took it on the chin there, and everything, all these activities. And I gotta certainly give kudos to the communities out there that are doing different, interesting activities to try and help with that transition for them leaving high school.
Yeah, I mean, exactly what you said. Give credit to our, you know, the coaching staff we have in FCPS, the administration we have in FCPS, the parental and community support. You know, you go by schools, you see signs out there that a lot of them have been donated. You know, you see senior recognitions that are being posted on Twitter highlighting their senior student athletes. You know, one thing that we, I guess, borrowed, you could say, or stole from some other school systems across the country is what we did on the evening of Friday, May 1st, where all of our stadium scoreboards at, at our 10 high schools, you know, we honored the class of 2020 and our spring student athletes by having the scoreboard lit up for 20 minutes and, you know, having the time of 2020 and the home team 20 and the visitors 19 to symbolize, you know, the class of 2020 defeating COVID-19. But that has been really, really special. And also is I'm very proud, I guess. Maybe I wouldn't have handled it as well if I would have been in high school. But I think a lot of our, you know, spring student athletes and our seniors, it may have taken a while, but I think they understand and understood the reasons why. And what makes it a little bit easier is, again, you know, there's no college sports going on right now. There's no professional sports going on right now. And the one thing I know you and I, when we worked together and, you know, you're at AD at TJ and I was at Urbana, then, you know, being supervisor, and, you know, it's, you can't argue safety. And I think, you know, we have to do this right now. You know, it's everyone's doing it in the world. But, you know, big credit to just those groups, our student athletes, our coaches, administrators, parents, communities, everyone's kind of worked together to make the best of a terrible situation.
Exactly. They are coming up with some creative ways to recognize those students, those seniors, and those teams in special ways. And, you know, I know for you and certainly Andy down there at the state office, what a hard decision, that you talked about being safe. And certainly that is number one, but I'm sure that was a, real tough decision first to halt the state title games.
Yeah, I mean, that is a difficult situation. Many people don't know, but the state basketball tournament is the longest running MPSSA state tournament, because there was actually a public high school state basketball tournament before the MPSSA was actually even formed. And so, you know, that is there's a lot of history there. So, you know, and I do give the MPSSA credit. You know, they probably took some criticism for it, but they held off, you know, a long time to try to see if anything could be done. They just didn't throw in the towel right away.
And I agree with you, Eric Kev. Yeah, that was something, Eric, you were hoping could possibly happen if by chance the kids got back to school, that they could go ahead and have that. I'm with you there on that one.
Yeah. And many people don't know, but the MPSSAA is tied to our State Department of Education. And I believe there's only now two state athletic associations in the whole country that are tied to their State Department of Education.
Okay.
And so that helps in a lot of ways, you know, decisions that are made, you know, regarding what goes on during the school day. You know, a lot of those same decision makers are involved in some extent with what happens, you know, in interscholastic athletics. And so, you know, that's some of the guidance, obviously, or majority of the guidance was coming from the Maryland State Department of Education. And, you know, and we knew that if students, you know, if it could not be in school for in-person instruction, that being able to participate in interscholastic athletics was going to be highly unlikely.
Indeed. And there you hit upon a point, Kev, that certainly we talking about the community and parents found out how much that face-to-face teaching means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, again, that is another, yes, you can't, obviously you can't, you know, face-to-face interaction. I can tell you, just as our coaches miss being with their student athletes, our teachers miss being with their students.
Absolutely.
However, just some of these creative things that we were just talking about in regards to athletics, I think our teachers are doing the same thing. And, you know, we have a kindergartner this year here at home, and actually his teacher is getting ready, to retire. A shout out to Miss Wheeler here.
Okay.
But, you know, what we see, what she's posted online is just simply amazing. And you could just, when you watch the videos of her teaching, you can just see how much she misses and loves her students. And then FCPS is getting ready to start, you know, some live interaction too. So I know students are excited about, at least getting the opportunity to see some of their classmates online now.
Indeed, and one thing that we're certainly very fortunate that we do have the technology to be able to continue the learning of these students. If we didn't have the internet, didn't have the technology, that would be something really challenging.
Yeah, and again, we're using it as well. We're holding athletic director meetings every 2 weeks, and we're using Google Meet. I actually met with our crew this morning at 10 a.m. and, you know, and had a great meeting online. So we're still, you know, our athletic directors are still working hard. Our coaches are still working hard. You know, everyone is. We're just doing it in a different way. And what I did tell actually our athletic directors this morning, I said, you know, this, because we've been forced to meet online, this is, even when we return to, you know, normal activities, whenever that may be, I think you're going to see, to some extent, some meetings that used to be held in person are probably going to be held online just because of, you know, saving on transportation, things like that, and just, you know, how quickly it can be done. I know what I've seen is instead of calling someone, I've been saying, hey, let's meet on, you know, Google Meet and have a face-to-face conversation over the computer. So that's been pretty neat.
That certainly is the way to go. I think I agree with you there, Kevin, that we probably will see more of the technology being used in situations like that. Changing the subject here briefly, though, but looking in the future, things may not happen this coming fall. I don't know if you can speak to that as far as sports are concerned, but I'm sure that's on everybody's mind.
It is. I mean, I'm sure it is. I mean, that's why we all love sports. You know, I can't explain everything because honestly, I don't know. What
right.
I do know is that I serve on the MPSSA Executive Council, and I represent Garrett, Allegheny, Washington, Frederick, and Carroll County. And the Executive Council is right now working on, you know, a document to put together a plan to returning to interscholastic athletics. However, you know, the plan, there's still more questions than answers because we don't know what the future holds. We do not know when students will be coming back for in-person instruction, and obviously that can vary county by county. What I do know is it's a great group of supervisors of athletics, you know, principal representative, you know, and obviously we're reaching out to our respective athletic directors, getting input and just putting together many possible options and plans to try to make, you know, something happen safely. But we know how much interscholastic athletics, how big of a, you know, part of school culture it is. And so I'm very confident in that between the Executive Council, the MPSSAA, all of our athletic directors in Frederick County and across the state, our principals, we'll end up doing what's in the best interest of our students and have something, you know, good for them. When? I don't know that right now. but we'll be prepared, you know, when we're permitted.
Right, and looking at what the governor put out, what the state superintendent put out as well was, and this is all, you know, only conjecture, it's only what could possibly happen, and certainly not saying definitively, but students during that stage three process, and that would be sometime in January, that's projection, of course.
Yeah, obviously reference, you know, the same document and everything. And, yeah, that's one, you know, projection that's been put out there. And, again, you know, we're looking at options of, you know, when permitted to begin, you know, small group type instruction and coaching. Because, again, a lot of people may forget about, you know, the summertime is actually, that's a big time for interscholastic athletics. That's when many of our coaches are doing off-season conditioning, strength training, you know, those type of things. And right now, those things have to be on hold.
Right.
So not only is this affecting the fall and, you know, the winter and even the spring next year, you know, we're still feeling the immediate impacts of, you know, losing the spring season, but then everything that goes on in the summer. Many of our athletic teams hold youth camps as a fundraiser for their program, you know, and they're most likely not going to be able to do that this summer.
And that's,
but, again, I am confident in that, you know, the MPSA, the plan of following Governor Hogan and Dr. Sammons, plan to return, that the efforts of the MPSA's plan are going to mirror those.
Yes, and I certainly, as we go back to our point of safety first, and that's exactly what we have to be thinking about with our students. As I mentioned earlier, we see how much we really get the opportunity to see how much that face-to-face teaching means for students, the coaches, and their athletes, and the athletes to their coach, the relationships that take place during the school day, the friends, the socialization, all that being part of that experience. And, you know, Kev, we're sitting here and it's still really weird. I can't, as to what we're having to do right now. This is so, out of the realm of being even close to normal. It's just, it's still hard to comprehend, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
It is. But I actually want to go back to something that you said that you were spot on. You know, we're talking about missing being able to compete and play, you know, games and contests and practice. But you are right. Just the friendships that develop, the off the field or off the court, you know, things that our student athletes do, the bus trips to events, you know, the team bonding activities. Those are some of the things that, you know, our student athletes are missing.
Indeed. And you and I had those experiences back in the day when you were at TJ. And I, as a coach, enjoyed and looked forward to those trips because, again, like you said, that team bonding took place. More of it took place on those away trips. And that's some of the memories when you listen to students on their senior night, you'll more likely hear them talk about a particular trip or just the away trips in general.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Again, using as a personal example, you know, so many of my memories from competing are just hanging out with teammates, going to events, you know, stopping at McDonald's on the way home from a game. So you're spot on.
Well, Kev, we're getting ready to run out of time, and I wish we didn't because I always enjoy talking with you. We get a chance to chat from time to time. Certainly want to thank you for your time today and also thank you for the job you do as the supervisor of athletics here in Frederick County, and certainly success for you and going forward, and I hope we get a chance to talk again.
Well, I feel the same way, Steve. We appreciate your support of high school athletics, and you just call me up whenever you want to chat. There's nothing I'd rather do than talk high school sports. So I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Fair County's Weekend Sports Show. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs. We're looking to do as many different topics of athletics and athletes here in Frederick County. If you have any suggestions or ideas, topics you'd like to discuss, email me at coachnibbs@comcast.net. Once again, you can email me at coachnibbs@comcast.net. And we'll see what we can do here at WFMD to get to talk with those people, the athletes, or whatever athletic topic you wish to discuss. And we'll try and do what we can here. Again, this is the Frederick County Sports Weekend Show. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and we'll see you next time.